Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info program. I'm Susan Masika. Switzerland has long been a destination for English language writers, drawn by its gorgeous scenery and tranquil lifestyle. Great authors who found inspiration in Switzerland include Mary Shelley, F. Scott Fitzgerald, James Joyce, Patricia Highsmith, and Ernest Hemingway. Today, the country is home to a thriving English language literary scene and a number of critically acclaimed and best-selling authors. For this program, Claire O'Dea, the author of The Naked Swiss, A Nation Behind 10 Myths, met four writers in their adopted habitat. She started with Susan Jane Gilman, a New York native and renowned author of three nonfiction books, as well as the novel The Ice Cream Queen of Orchard Street.
There is this myth that writers lead a very glamorous life, that we go to parties and openings and we're swanning about all the time. But the truth of the matter is that to write, you really have to put your butt in a chair and be quiet and alone in a room for years at a time. And if you are going to be quiet and on your butt, alone in a room, Switzerland is a great place to do it. It's easy to work without being distracted. It's a beautiful place to be inspired, to think, to reflect. I don't think it's a coincidence either that I'm a native New Yorker and I have never written a single book in my hometown. There's too much going on, and everybody's a writer and publishing and being fabulous, and you can feel there as if you have nothing to say or that you have so many places to go and people to see that you can't write.
Your first novel is called The Ice Cream Queen of Orchard Street. And it's a rags-to-riches story about a little immigrant girl from the slums of New York who goes on to build up an ice cream empire. What inspired you to write this particular story?
Two things. One is, interestingly enough, living in Switzerland gives me a much fresher and fuller perspective on my homeland of the United States. The times right now beg for immigrant stories to be reinforced and told, I believe. More practically, I was inspired by an old-fashioned ice cream chain of stores in my hometown of New York that was up and down the East Coast, and it was called Carvel Ice Cream. It was run by a man named Tom Carvel, who used to make his own television commercials, and they were really just terrible. I mean, the production value was kind of a crime, and he would say, "Please buy my nice ice cream. It's the freshest ice cream on the block." And you'd feel like you'd have to buy his ice cream, otherwise he'd have a heart attack. And I was joking about this to my husband one night, who had never seen the commercials. And I showed them to him on YouTube. And then I Googled Tom Carvel. And it turned out he was born Tom Carvalis. He was from Greece. He was an immigrant. He arrived in the United States with nothing. And then I started reading about the founders of Häagen-Dazs, whose names are Reuben and Rose Mattis. They were Russian-Jewish immigrants to the Bronx. All of these great ice cream makers who built these ice cream empires had started out as poor immigrants. I thought, oh, that would be a great basis for a novel.
The Ice Cream Queen of Orchard Street is published by Hachette. Next, Claire O'Dea went to Gstaad in the Bernese Alps to meet Scottish author Jason Donald. His new novel, Delila, tells the story of a young Kenyan asylum seeker who's in deep trouble in the UK.
What came first? Was it the issue or was it the character for you? You were obviously going to write a novel because you're a novelist, mm-hmm. but how did you start?
It is a political book, but it's not about... it didn't start about being an issue-based book. I think that the politics are... human politics, like intimate politics. So it started with myself teaching English at a college, and most of my students were asylum seekers. And frankly, I didn't really know what that meant. It's sort of slightly aware of it. But the more I got to understand my students as people, and the more I got to care about them, the more I realized that they were living in my neighborhood, and I got to visit their families, and the things that they were going through with things that deeply affected me personally. And so the politics in the book is personal politics. It is, the personal is political, and I wanted to bring that out. And if I was going to write about asylum seekers, I then obviously had to describe the system and the culture that they're in. And that's the way I wanted to approach it. So I collated all my research from visiting detention centers, from working in a charity that worked with asylum seekers, from interviewing friends in my neighborhood who'd gone through the process, and then created a character in Delila, and from that started writing about how this person moves through a process. And hopefully the reader can make up their own minds about how they feel about that. I didn't want it to be a polemic about how you should or should not think about the asylum process. But I definitely believe that we need to be thinking about this asylum process in Switzerland or in Scotland or around the world. It has become a very serious topic, and it will affect us all, whether you're a local or a migrant.
I know you run writing retreats, not far from Gstaad.
Mm-hmm.
And have you found a writing community here, or have you sort of had to create your own?
A little bit of both. I found this group, the Geneva Writers Group, over in Geneva, and I've met a lot of people through that. But it's such a big group that within that you find a few people that you really connect well with. And then also I sort of created my own writing community through different people that I've met and through this writing retreat that I've run. Sometimes we become really good friends, or we exchange manuscripts or read each other's work, and you keep in touch with each other. So, yeah, a little bit of both, I think.
Both of Donald's books, Delila and Choke Chain, a coming-of-age story set in South Africa, are published by Jonathan Cape. The third author in this program is Alison Anderson, author of The Summer Guest and two other novels. Anderson's Swiss connections go back to her childhood, and she also studied languages in Lausanne. The American writer moved from California to the Lake Geneva area permanently in 2008. Claire O'Dea met her at a park in the old town of Fribourg.
So about The Summer Guest, this is your third novel, and there are three locations in the book. There's somebody on the French-Swiss border, one character, and then there's another main character in London, one to two characters there. And then you have the historical part of the novel, which takes place in what is today Ukraine. So can you tell me how you ended up writing about where you got the inspiration for this multi-location novel?
Well, when I was still living in California and I was commuting over the Golden Gate Bridge every day, I spent a lot of time reading, and I thought it was time to revisit Chekhov because I'd read him when I was studying Russian in university, but I don't think I'd really understood him properly. And rereading him, at a much older age and everything, I just completely fell in love with the short stories and the letters and Chekhov's life. It was just also very interesting. But I never thought of writing a book about him. And yet I had lunch with a dear friend one day, and I said, I'm reading Chekhov. He's so wonderful. And he said, why don't you write a novel about him? Just like that, you know, sort of very pragmatic American, you know, do it. So I started doing a lot of research, buying, biographies and rereading more extensively the short stories and the plays. But I still didn't really know what subject I wanted to choose. I could have written any number of love stories because there were many women who were in love with Chekhov, but I thought, you know, that's probably been done and it probably isn't the most interesting thing I could do. And then I found the inspiration in one of Chekhov's letters from May 1888 when he was settling into his summer residence in Ukraine with a family there. And he described the family, and that was when I realized I had my characters. I had especially the character I wanted to tell the story, Zinaida Mikhailovna. And I took it from there and started writing her diary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's a very, very poignant story because she's suffering from a debilitating brain tumor, and her days are numbered. From the beginning of the story, we realize that. And but did you also draw on your own personal experience with the character of the translator in the book?
To some degree, it was inevitable. I mean, there are not 50 million ways to be a translator. It went through multiple drafts. There were some drafts which were much closer to my life and my experience. But as I was finalizing the novel, I kind of moved away from my own personal autobiographical additions and tried to make it more of Anna's story. So Yeah, but definitely some of it is based on experience. Mm-hmm.
The Summer Guest is published by HarperCollins. The final author in this quartet is Anne Corkey-Akivi, originally from New York, but now living in Geneva. Corkey-Akivi's novel, Shining Sea, tells the story of the Gannon family from the 1960s to the present day.
Could you explain what was the main question behind that book or inspiration for the themes that you ended up writing about?
Well, both of my novels, both Shining Sea and An Unexpected Guest, were inspired by questions. And I think that is often my jumping off place for any type of writing that I do, and particularly fiction, where I'm really trying to think something through. And in the terms of Shining Sea itself, I discovered that my father was still carrying his honorable discharge card from his service during World War II, and it made me think about how incredibly important World War II was to my parents' generation and how proud they were of their personal involvement and of America's involvement, which was really in opposition to my own first experience of war, having grown up in New York City in the 60s and 70s, literally around the corner from Columbia University, where I was faced constantly by protesters against Vietnam War. And that conflict, that dichotomy between attitudes towards, generational attitudes towards conflict, got me to thinking about the way that historical event can bring families together or it can tear them apart. From there, as I started working about on the book and creating the story, it took on a life of its own to in the way that they do. But that was definitely the initial idea for it.
Anne Corkey-Akivi ending that interview with Claire O'Dea. Both of Corkey-Akivi's novels are published by Little Brown. If you'd like to read more about the four authors featured in this program, visit us at swissinfo.ch for in-depth interviews with them. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.